Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim and Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzchak and Shalom. We're now at the beginning of the sixth parak of Masachat Shkalim and Daf Tet Vav Amud Bet in the pagination of the Bavli. Shloshasar Shofarot, Shloshasar Shulchanot, Shloshasrei Shtachaviot, Hayu BaMikdash. And the rest of our parak will be devoted to looking at each of these sets of 13. There were 13 collection boxes, 13 Shulchanot, different tables, and 13 places where they would bow in the Azarat. These two families had a tradition to bow at a 14th place. Where would they add? Where the wood collection office was in the Azarah. They had a tradition that the Aron had been buried there, and we'll see more about that in the Talmud. Here's the backup of it. There was a story of a Kohen who was working. We'll find out that he was working in the Dir Ha'itzim. He saw one of the tiles different than the rest of them. He told a colleague, before he could diverge further or look further, he died. And then they knew for sure that that's where it was buried. Okay, the shofarot were crooked on top, tsarot milamalan, or chavot milamatan, and they're narrow on top and wide on the bottom, mnei ramayin, to keep deceptive people away, so you couldn't go in as if you were giving and actually take more out. Okay, now we'll go into a lengthy piece about the Aron. Tani b'shem Rabbi Eliezer, Aron gala imahan l'bavel. Here's one, an opinion different than our Mishnah, that the Aron went into exile with them to Bavel. Matam, what's the source? Levater davar amar Adonai. So we have this pasuk in Malachim, where the nevuah is that nothing will be left. Nothing will be left of the Mikdash. And the drasha is, Ein davar ela shah dibrot letocho. Davar means that where the that which the dibrot are held in, and that's the Aron. That they brought Yechoniah back with the most precious of the kelim. Ezu chemdat beit Hashem. What is that? It's Aaron. So that's one opinion. The Aaron is buried in its place in Kodesh Hakodeshim. That the staves of the Aaron could be seen, but they couldn't be seen. So how could that be? Ela nirin, velo nirin. They're seen but not seen, meaning boltin viotzin kishnei tadeisha. You could see the protrusion sticking out like breasts of a woman. But the notion is that that's where they would always be. Rabbanan amrin belishkatir. I'd see my own ganuz, and that's the story we saw in the Mishnah. And now the story to back that up. Masebek Koin Achad, with more detail, Baal Mum. He was a Baal Mum. Shaya Omein Mafziah Itzim Lishkat Dir Itzim. He was standing chopping wood in the Dir Itzim. Rata Itzpashim Shalom Chavaroteha. He saw that the tiles were different. The tile there was different than in others. Baavam Al Chavaro. He told his colleague, Bo Rei Atar Itzpashim Hazotshim Shalom Chavaroteha. We speak with more to Davar, which seems to indicate they couldn't go further than just having that mention. He died. A more detail on how he died was that he was banging on a hammer, and a spark went out and burned him up, and he died. There were two different aronot that went with Am Yisrael in the desert. One of them that had the Torah in it. That's what that seems to mean is that the Luchot, the full Luchot were in it, because Sefer Torah, of course, was only written at the end. And v'ha'echad shayu shivrei luchot n'tintochon. The other one had the broken shards of the luchot, of the first luchot. The first one had munach bo'amoy. That was always in the middle of the camp. They never left the machanet. Shayu shivrei luchot b'tochon. The other one hayan nichnas v'yotzei mahen, would go out to war with them. Pamim hu matrei imahen. And occasionally, The question about that language, whether it's really in there, whether it may mean that it would be medaber with them, it might be the one that they would have divine revelation through. Said no, that there was only one Aron, and it went out one time to war, and that was in Shmuel Aleph Perak Dalad, when it was taken in the time of Eli, and that was the end of Shiloh. Kari Masayelu Rabbanan, the Rabbanan have a support for that pasuk, which is for that ruling, which is the pasuk. Oylanu Hashem Yada Elim Adurim Ha'ele Ela Elim Ha'Elohim Alakim Et Mitzrayim Bamidbar V'Chomakam Bamidbar. When they went to war against the Plishtim and they were losing, they went to bring the Aron. And the Plishtim's reaction was, "Ooh, this is the great God that destroyed the Egyptians. We better be strong fighters." Meaning, this is something we've never seen before. So this is the one Aron. There's only one Aron, and this is the only time it came out. But we have support from Yudim Lakish that there were two. At one of the wars of the Plishtim, Shaul said to the Kohen, "Bring the Aron." But if you recall, after that war we just read about, the Aron was taken by the Plishtim, eventually made its way through several cities of the Plishtim, just leaving a trail of destruction in its wake, and eventually was returned to Am Yisrael when it was put, and where it was put up in Kiryat Yarim, above the current city of Abu Ghosh. And it stayed there until David brought it. So in Shaul's time, it was never touched. And yet here Shaul is telling him to bring the Aron. So you see that there seem to be two. So Mav the Rabbanan, how would the Rabbanan explain it? Hagishai Layat Seats, that he meant bring one of the mantic devices, not the Aron itself. But Seats. Kaima said Rabbi Yudah and Lakish. Now we have another pasuk to support Rabbi Yudah and Lakish there too. Haron Yisrael Yudah Yashvim Asukot. What did Uriah tell David? When he didn't want to stay in his house, he said, the whole army is sleeping out in the field, I should sleep in my house. And he said, the Aron is out in the field. Father Aron, but Tzion Ayah, but the Aron was in the Mikdash. So you see, there were two. One that went out to war, one that stayed in. So Mavda Aron, why would the Rabbanan explain it? Schachach shu b'kiru eish adayin lo nifneh beita b'chira. He says, since the Aron was not yet in the Beit HaBechira, it just had some sort of a cover, therefore, because the Beit HaMikdash, of course, was not yet built, and therefore, it means that therefore they were allowed to take it out to war, so there was only one that went out to war, or else it means that when he said Sukkot, he was referring to the cover, that temporary cover in Yerushalayim, and that was only one. Okay, Mishnigaz Aron, Nignazim Motzin, Senat Haman, Slechit Shemen HaMishcha, Makalosh Al Haron, Ufachav Ushkedav. So when the Aron is buried, what was buried along with it? Things that went with or near the Aron were in the Aron, and that is the little vial of Man, the vial of the Shemen HaMishcha, the oil used for anointing, and Aron's staff with the flowers and the almonds on it, V'argash Yeshivu Plishtim HaShem Lo Yisrael. And in the story that we just read about the Aron being taken by the Plishtim, when they returned the Aron, they sent it back with a chest and five golden mice and five golden images of the plague. And so that chest was also buried with it. Miganazo, who buried it? Yoshiahu Ganazo, the answer is Yoshiahu, who was, of course, the last great king and who operated in the times of Yirmiyahu Hanavi. Kevan Shirash Katuv, why did Yoshiahu do this? Because the Pasukin Zvarim that he learned about, perhaps in when the Maligila was found in the Mikdash in Malachim Chapet, Yolecha Adonai Tchavim, Makachash Tukim Alachal Goya Shaladat Atava Utacha, that there's going to be taken into captivity to a nation they don't know. And he was afraid what would happen to the Aron if that happened. Amanu Grazo, he said, it's time to bury the Aron. Hadahu dichtiv, ayomar lalvim, hamrim b'chol Yisrael, toshim la'adonai, tnu et Aron ha'kodesh b'bayit, asher banah shlomo ben David, melech Yisrael, ein lecha masa b'katef. A simple pshat of that, of course, is put it in there, you no longer have to carry it. But the notion here is put it in there and bury it there and it won't be moved anymore. Because his notion was, if it goes with you to Bavel, it'll never come back. You won't have anything to carry. Now you can spend your time with the full Avodah. We mentioned that one of the things that was buried was the Shemen HaMishcha. So Pitum Shemen HaMishcha, how would they make it? So the Pasuk in Kitisava, Takacham Samim Rosh, Kidah Chamesh Miot, etc. Shein Elef HaChamesh Miot Manim. So it's 1,500 manim of different things. Shemen Zayed Hin, Shein shneim asar lug, 12 lug of oil for all of those different herbs that are going to be cooked in it. Sheboshel kenata ikarin, we would boil the roots in that oil. The very mayor. If you don't marry, no. Shulkanei Abmaim, you'd boil it in water. And otain shemel agaben, then pour the oil on top of them. Shaya koletet areach hayam aviro. And the minute that the smell got into the roots, then he would move it away. Kedir shapataminosin, just like perfume makers do. Rechtiv shemishchat kodesh yezeli. Now, Tani Rabbi Yudah Rabbi Loi, Shemen HaMishchah Shasam Moshe Minvar Maaseh Nisim and Asubo Mitchila Ve'ad Sof. The Shemen HaMishchah that Moshe made was miraculous from the beginning to the end. Mitchila Loi Abo Ela Shem Asar Lug, it had 12 lug. That's not all that much. 12 lug is about 144 ounces, perhaps. Shenemar Shemen Zayitin. Im Lasuch Bo Etayitzim Loi Abo Safeh Sipeik. There wasn't enough even to rub it on all of the wood that was there, and it was, they better boil it in. And then, when you cook it, the some of it evaporates because of the fire, and some goes into the wood, and some goes into the pot. Nonetheless, so the Mishkan and all of the appurtenances, the Shulchan and all of its appurtenances, the Menorah and all of its, Menorah Shechu Aaronu v'Kohen Gadol v'Nav Kol Yeshivat Yibay Miluim, and they anointed Aaron and all four sons for all 7 days of the Miluim. Menorah Shechu Kohanim Gdolim Malachim, and from then on, all the Kohanim Gdolim and certain Malachim that had to be anointed were anointed. So this oil never ran out. It was miraculous. Now, talking about the anointing of kings, Melech Batchilat Ha'un Meshicha. When a king is first appointed, the first in a dynasty, you need Meshicha. Melech Ben Melech Ha'un Meshicha. But when a king is a crown prince, you don't need Meshicha. Maitama, Kum Meshacheu Kizehu. What did Hashem tell Shmuel when it was time to anoint David, when he finally found him? Anoint him, because he's the one. Zet Ha'un Meshicha. He's the one who needs Meshicha. Ve'en Benot Ha'un Meshicha, but not his son. But if you have a family of Kohanim Gdolim, son after father, each one needs his own Meshicha, because you don't have the same Pasuk, Kizehu. And all of this oil, this small bit of oil, was able to do all of this, is still going to be around in the future. This oil will be for your generations. Now, continuing with the anointment of kings, we only anoint them near a spring. This is the pasuk of Malachim Aleph Aleph when David directs them to anoint Shlomo to stave off Adoniyahu, who's attempted to take over the kingdom. Take him down to the Gihon spring. And anoint him. The only reason we have to ever have to anoint Malachim who are crown princes like Shlomo is because there's a dispute. Neiman Nimshach Shlomo, why Shlomo? Nehamach Lokoto Shal Doniyahu, as I mentioned. Yoash Bnei Ataliah, because of the queen mother, butchered everybody. Yehum Ne Yoram. So Lo King Tiv Kumashacheu Kizehu, Zeto Mishachavin Machay Yisrael Tun Mishicha. Wait a second. You just said Yoram, Yehu, but Yehu, of course, is in the north. Why are we anointing kings in the north? Eli Yohachaz Bnei Yoyakim Achiv. So, don't read Yoram, but rather Yehoahaz, because of Yehoiakim. Because when Yoshiyahu died, his eldest son was not named to be the king, but rather Yehoahaz. And Yehoiakim, Shaya Gadol Menu, Shei Shanim, was 2 years older, so as a result of that, Yehoahaz had to be anointed. V'lo Yoshiyahu Gnazo, wait a second, you just said that Yoshiyahu buried the Aron and everything with it, including the Shemen HaMishcha. So how did they anoint his son after he died with this oil? The answer is Hadam Ram Farsimon Meshacho. He didn't really anoint him with the proper oil, but with something very sweet, balsam oil, a Farsimon. When we anoint kings, we use a horn to put the oil in. Shaul Vehunim Shechu Minapach. They were anointed from a vial, Shaitam Malchutan Malchut Over, because their Malchut was temporary. David Shlomonim Shechu Minakaran. David Shlomo were anointed from a Karen, Shaitam Malchutan Malchut Kayamet, because that lasted forever. We're not allowed to anoint Kohanim as kings. A big famous Ramban on this in Bereshit Memtet Pasuk Yod. Rabbi Yudan Antun Atundaria. That's where he comes from. Al Shem Lo Yasu Shem Yehuda, because the scepter does not leave Yehuda, so can't go to Kohanim. Chibar Adai has different pasuk. Laman Yerichim Amalto, but Amikir Yisrael, the end of Parshat HaMelech, says he should have a kingdom, he and his dynasty, for a long time. The next pasuk is Loyela Kodim Alvim, Chelik Vanachala. So in other words, Kodim Alvim aren't included in that, and they cannot be anointed. And the big difference between those two pasukim, because the first pasuk says it has to be Yehudah. You would seem to have the same violation if you anointed somebody for Zvulun or a Kohen. But the second verse is only relating to the Kohanim, that the Kohanim cannot have any chilek, and therefore they cannot be kings. Rabbi Yochanan, who Yochanan, who Yehoachaz? So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Yochanan in the Pasuk you see on the page, the same as Yehoachaz. Av Aktiva B'chor Yochanan says, Yochanan is the B'chor and Yehoachaz is second. The answer is B'chor the Malchut, meaning he really was second in birth, but he was the first one who was appointed as king, because Yehoiakim was older. Yehoiakim later was appointed after Yochaz. Amar Yochanan, who's Shalom Utsidkiyahu. So another two brothers in the Pasuk are also the same guy. But it says the third one, Sidkiyahu, and the fourth is Shalom. How could they be the same guy? The answer is, he was third in birth order, but the fourth to be king, because all four of them were kings. Yehoachaz, then Yehoiakim, then Yehoiachin, and then Sidkiyahu. Sidkiyahu should tzedek alav midat ha-din. So Yehoiachin is the next generation. Tzidkiyahu should tzidek alav midat ha-din. All right, why is he called Tzidkiyahu? Because he accepted the judgment of the Korban. Shalom, Shalom Machut Beit David. He was the guy who closed down the Machut. He was the last king. Lo Shalom Avishmer, Lo Tzidkiyahu Avishmer. But the reality is that neither of those is his real name. Al Matanya, his name is Matanya. Dechtiv Vemlech Malach Pavel Matanya. Todo Tachtav Yasev Shmo Tzidkiyahu. Then after the king took Yechoniah into exile, he appointed as a puppet king Matanya, who was his uncle of that generation, and changed his name to Tzidkiyahu. It was a name given by the Babylonians. The Aron, which is two and a half by one and a half, is an Amma of six Tfachim. Who's that? Rabbi Meir. This is a discussion that we had in the Bavli, Rabbi Meir and Yehuda, about what kind of Amma was used in Mishkan, in the Mikdash. Hadatu Meir du Amar be'amash shel shatfachim haya aron asui. Or koshal aron 15 tefach. So then, what's 2.5 times 6? It's 15 tefachim. So now, matam echetzi or ko. Amta ashita va'amta ashita falgud amta tlata. So it's 6 plus 6 plus 3. Ve'arba luchot ayubo. Now, there are four luchot in there, the broken ones and the full ones. Shnaim shtayim shnaim shvurim. Dechtiv ashe shibarta v'samtam baron. Haluchot ayu kol achad v'achad or koshi shatfachim rachbo shtolsha. So there's a tradition that the luchot were six tefachim tall and three wide. V'tein rachban shel luchot lokan shel aron. So then you put it crosswise in the aron. Shesha sham shlosha tefachim. There's three tefachim left in the length. So tneim listava. All right. So that is where they put the little pillars that were inside the Aron. Rochpo shel Aron tishat tfachim. And the width was 1.5 amot, which according to this is now 9 tfachim. Rochpo. Amta shita falkud amta tlata. So 6 and 3. V'arba luchot ayubo, there's 4 luchot again. Shnaim shlim shnaim shvurim dechtiv ha-shivarta v'samtam baron. Same, ayuchot ayukol achad v'achad erkwan shlusha. Tfachim erkwan shlusha. So 10 erkwan shluchot rochpo shel Aron. Again, it's going crosswise, length to width. So there's three tfachim left, because there's six tfachim of width there. Chatzita alchem mikan, chatzita alchem mikan, lishilut. Kom shenichim bo sefer Torah tfachayim. So there's half a tefach on each side for you to be able to hold on to the luchot, and two tfachim for the sefer Torah that was going to go inside. Shimon Lakish amar mamash l'chavishat tfachim ha-aron asui. He disagrees and says the aron is made from a measure that was a five tefach ama, and so therefore man tara v'amash l'chavishat tfachim. Who's that? The answer is Rabbi Yehuda. The Dain Taman Rabbi Yehuda Omer amata binyan shishat tfachim v'ayisho kelim chamisha. So Rabbi Yehuda's opinion is, according to one version, that any amah used in structural things in the Mikdash was a six tefach amah, but anything of kelim was five, and the aron's a kli. V'ahein aron kliu. Good. Al da'at Rabbi Yehuda du amar, you have to say, ma'asher chamishat tefachim yorkot shel aron asui, shtem asar tefach u'mechza. So what's five times 2.5? It's 12.5. So it's 12.5 times 7.5. תכתיב אותם וחצי הוקם, אמרכם מלחם ימר, אדם חמישה ופלגו תמת תרי ופלי, ארבע לוחות היו בו, there's four לוחות, again, 22 שבורים, תכתיב סמת שיברת וסמתם בארון, ולוחות היו כל אחד ואחד, או כאן שישה טווחים ורחבן שלושה, again, the same measure of the לוחות, תן לוחות של לוחות לוחות של ארון, נשתהיה שם חצי טפח, all there is now is a half טפח, אצבע לקטלים מכאן ואצבע לקטלים מכאן, just enough for the walls. And the width is now 7.5, not 9. תכתיב החיצי אורך בו, עמת חמישה, one עמת 5, פגור עמת תרי ופלגי, another 2.5, it's 7.5. וכל היו בו שניים, שתיים, שתיים שפורים, תכתיב השבע שבעת וסמתם בארון. And you know what's going to be the problem here, הלוחות היו כל אחד ואחד, ארכן שישה טפחים, ורחבן שלושה, again, 6x3 of the לוחות. ארכן של לוחות הרבו של ארון, שיש שם טפח ומחצה. So 6 טפחים, all you have is left is טפח and a half. You need a little room for the walls. You need half a tefach on each side to be able to hold on to the luchot. And all that's left now is a tiny little bit. And this, of course, becomes a problem for the description of the of Rabbi Yehuda because there's no room for the Sefer Torah. Because the machloka with the Sefer Torah was in the Aron or next to it. Ketzana Sabat Selat Aron, how did he make it? Chanina Amar, Shalosh Tevot Asau, he made three boxes. Shtaim Shal Zahav, two gold, Vachat Shal Eitz, one wood. Shal Eitz, Shal Zahav, Shal Zahav, Shal Eitz. So, he put the gold one inside he put the wood one inside the gold one, and then another gold one inside the wood one. Vitzipau, and then covered it. Tichtiv, cover it with gold on the inside and the outside. Matam lomar tzapenu. What does it mean to cover it? Avis fatol yona. Even the top lip. Shimon Lakish amar teva achat aso v'tzipau. It wasn't three. It was one box. He covered it. Dichtiv or he plated it. Dichtiv tzipitah oto zavav tov mayd v'chutz. Matam lomar tzapenu. What does it mean? Pinchas lavi be nesser v'nesser. Even between the boards. Kitzan hayu aluchot tuvim. Mention aluchot. What do they look like? Chanani ben Gamliel omer. Chamisha aluach zeh, v'chamisha aluach zeh. What we're used to from synagogue art, five luchot, dibrot on each luach. He wrote them on two tablets. Chamisha aluach zeh, v'chamisha aluach zeh. But I mean, no, asara aluach zeh, v'asara aluach zeh. There's 10 on each. Echtiv, v'yagil lachem et brito, asher tziva etchem lasot aseret hadvarim. Meaning asara aluach zeh, v'asara aluach zeh. Shemin yochai amar, svim aluach zeh, v'svim aluach zeh. Meaning that he wrote them on each luach on both sides. 40 on each. Mizel mizem tuvim. Tatragona. So what does tatragona mean? Mean that they were written four times on each one. Tatragona, like from the word four tetra. That there was written on all four sides, even on the side. Chanan ben Achir Rabbi Shua Amar ben Kol Dibur v'Dibur Dikdukeha v'Otiyoteha Shel Torah said between each one of the ten Dvarim that are written on there, they would also have all the Dikdukei Torah and all the details that were written. So the whole Torah was written on those Luchot. Memulaim batarshish, a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. What is that? Ki Yamaraba. It looked like the Mediterranean Sea because of the stones. Rabbi Shimon Gamlakish could have mate aden kari ave amar. He used to say, Yafalam deni Hananya ben Achir Rabbi Yeshua. He taught this. Ma hayam hazeh ben gal gadol, a gal gadol galung tanim. Just like between big waves, there's little waves. Between each of the big statements that we heard from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we also have all of the details written in between. So that's why it's like a yam. Molim atashish. Rabbi Tanchuma, itkashiat komi Rabbi Pinchas. I asked the following question. Atik Rabbi Yehuda velo atik Rabbi Meir. This seems to support Rabbi Yehuda and not Rabbi Meir, because the following pasuk from Rabbi Yehuda, "Lakach the Gol Sefer Torah v'samtem oto mitzad Aron Brit Adonai." The Sefer Torah should be next to the Aron. Rabbi Yehuda, do Amar, I get it. The corner Rabbi Yehuda, "Chanei Sefer Torah natun k'min gluskus asalom v'chutz." It means like a shelf on the outside. Sefer Torah natun tocho, and the Sefer Torah was inside of that. Because matam Rabbi Meir, corner Rabbi Meir, though there's room inside the Aron. As I can't remember, al haron milamala, put the kapor on top of the Aron. meaning al dat remeir du amar ein muktam muchar b'torah elavel haron titen tadu asher tenelachal harkach talagapor tal haron mi lamala. Because you say that ein muktam muchar b'torah, and therefore even though it says first you put the kaporet on and then you put in the luchot, but reality is first you put the luchot in and then you cover it up. Because otherwise, how would you get the Sefer Torah in? Okay, Pinchas b'shem b'shimon Lakish had the luchotin. HaTorah shenatam lo kosh baruch l'moshe. Na lo ora eish levana charuta be'eish chora. The Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Moshe, this is Kli Agadah, it was given on a parchment which with white fire. Charuta be'eish chora, carved out with black fire. Hayiha esh muvlalat be'esh chatsuvam esh untunam esh, given by fire, in fire, mixed by fire. Hadurichtim, you know, esh dat lamo, and that's the point in the beginning of Zot HaBracha, you know, esh dat lamo from his right hand, and esh dat. Okay, we'll pause this point. We'll pick it up with the next Mishnah, talking about the Ishtachaviyot. And everybody should have a wonderful day.